Whoa, this is like a crazy thing.
Yeah, this crazy effect that you're running through is awesome. This is good enough. I'm watching Hunter through like predator goggles. I like this. I can see his heartbeat. I can see his lack of heartbeat. I can see the blood moving through his veins. This is sick. Let's get rocking and rolling.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
A fade.
You're saying?
I'll tell you another thing, too. I've been seeing some of the comments and stuff. This whole grand illusion that we're doing with the fucking fake set and stuff, people are, it's getting jarring.
What? In what way, bro? We're in the same.
What do you mean, in what way? The last time that we did an episode where we were just at a desk. I saw an alarming amount of comments by people being like, this is so much more natural.
Yeah. No, high five me, dude.
I can't, dude.
High five
me.
No,
because
we're
not in the same
room.
Space.
High five me. High five me right now. You missed. Do it again. You missed. Do it again.
I'm lit up now, dude. Like a bundle of fucking Chinese firecrackers. I am lit up.
Oh, that's bright. That's big. That's a big.
Yeah, they're extremely big, extremely boisterous, as they say.
Huge. The Chinese do fireworks like no other. They build them
just
big
like my
enough
boy Wan
Hu. Family.
Just like my boy Wan Hu.
Wan
just
Hu.
Like my boy Wan Hu.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know who Wan Hu is? Yeah. You said you're a cultured guy? Okay. Sure, man. Yeah, Wan Hu was technically the first astronaut, so whatever. No big deal.
Dude, how are you?
I'm doing well. I think I pinched a nerve in my elbow, and it's going all the way down to my pointer finger, or my middle finger. Very tip. And it's very sore, and it's throbbing.
Why don't you show the people how bad your middle finger nerve is tipped?
I'm not going to do that, because I'm not going to disrespect my audience like that, because I think that is extremely rude. And I have the utmost respect for our audio listeners who download this podcast and get us better ad rates.
That's a nice thing to say. All right, I'll join you on that. I completely agree with you, Hunter.
Fuck you.
What'd you get up to today?
Fuck, dude. Working my tail off.
Yeah. How the fuck do you think you pinched a nerve?
I don't know. I unironically have no idea.
In your elbow? That's crazy.
It's stiff in my elbow, and it's going all the way to the point of my middle finger, and there's a throbbing, sore sensation throughout my entire arm, and I woke up in a throbbing pain this morning. I was pawing around my medicine cabinet, whatever. You can just walk back behind here. So watch you walk back behind the curtain is just giving me a panic attack. I tried pawing around my medicine cabinet for some Icy Hot. Didn't have Icy Hot. So I went to CVS this morning, got myself some Icy Hot. And that was how I started my day.
Well,
I sound like an old man.
I appreciate the sacrifice you're making to do this hard work that we call creating media.
It is extremely hard, and I saw that there was a lot of gossip and a lot of hoo-la going on right now, because Hassan complained about how he has no social energy after his streams, and then Osmongold backed him up. So I'm in the same boat with them. I'm on his side.
Yeah,
I have the hardest job in the fucking world.
I don't think people understand. Like, they did a study actually of like Vietnam War veterans, and they compared it to the average YouTuber. And the average content creator actually experiences 3 times the PTSD of a Vietnam War veteran. So
that's true.
Don't know if people really get that.
I don't even need to fact check that, because it just sounds so solid.
I know, right? Like, it just, like, when you say that, it's like, well, duh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm extremely traumatized all the time. But I push through. I push through because I love my fans. I love making content for them, even though it's killing me.
Yeah. Yeah. Hard agree on that one.
There's like I remember I was walking by, this is probably last week, I was walking by this house fire, and these firefighters stopped what they were doing, and they just came over and thanked me for what I do.
Yeah.
I was like, well, thanks. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And then
annoying, right? Like, I get that you're a serviceman and everything, but like, I need my space if you see me in public, right?
Yeah. I mean, I sat there and I was like, what I wouldn't give to just like put on your bib overalls, you know, your jacket, your fire retardant jacket, and, you know, get in that house and fight the fire myself, because it would help me sleep a lot better at night knowing to have such a just an easy breeze of a job, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, I'm wrestling demons left and right, you know?
Yeah. I think firefighters just don't get it, honestly.
Well, no one does, but I'm not going to hold it against them.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah. They just don't get it.
What about you, man? What are you doing?
You know, I'm just trying to collect myself these days. It's tough.
Trying to collect yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's just hard just performing stand-up, delivering, like, honestly, just the greatest material you've ever heard in your life. It's
yeah. Dropping bombs every night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been hard, man. I've been bombing for 5 months straight.
No. I didn't say you were bombing. I'm saying you're dropping bombs. There's a difference.
Yeah, big truth bombs, you know, getting up there and spreading truth the good bombs. Word.
Comedic bombs.
Yeah.
People exploding with laughter.
Yeah.
Is what I was referring to.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard when they got to cart people off for getting so excited to see me before I even get out on stage. It's really tough.
How do you feel about the stand-up industry right now? You feel are you happy to be a part of it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's where I started, and I've always wanted to get back to it. So I'm honestly enjoying it. I think, I don't know, it's just fun. I like it. So the answer is I'm having a good time.
Well, that's good.
Thanks for coming to my show, by the way, dude. I'd appreciated that.
Yeah, two of them. Went to two of them.
He did too.
Yep. Went to two of them. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
How many people in your life, dude, have gone to as many shows to see you as I have?
No one.
Let's put that out there.
Yeah.
Because you see a lot of faces every day, and I bet none of them go into a fucking comedy club to listen to your set, let alone twice, the same shit back to back.
Front row, by the way, guys, front row.
No. Leering in the back. I'm not even disturbing the set.
Sorry, yeah, I forgot. Hunter wanted to be front row, but he couldn't contain himself. That he's like, I need to excuse myself. I need to go to the back because I'm just smiling and laughing way too loud.
Yeah. That was after the first show. I didn't know it was going to be that much of a commotion. So the second show, I did sit in the back, and I thought to myself, I'm going to be back here. I'm not going to be offensive, and I'm going to just let this man say what he needs to say. And that's what I did. I'll tell you another thing, though, and I know that you were complaining about this, but let me tell you something. Next time you come to Kansas City and you charge $50 for a ticket or $70 for a fucking ticket as if you're Iron Maiden or something like that, I'm going to boycott the show outside. I'm going to say, hey, go down the street to Red Robin. You're going to get a better fucking entertainment than there. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Until you go to the Red Robin and you see me in there, a fucking hologram of me, and I've rented out the Red Robin.
And honestly, man, I'll be honest too. This is just me as a friend giving a minor critique of your set. I thought you were a bit rude to your audience.
I mean, they're all fucking dickheads. Why wouldn't I be?
Okay, well, yeah, there you go. I just really know that people came up to me after the show, and they're just like, yeah, the stuff was okay, like the comedy, whatever, but... Hey, guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Tushy. The next time you sit down on a toilet, Hello Tushy wants you to remember one thing. The time you spend scrolling on your phone isn't giving you peace of mind. It's giving you a hemorrhoid.
Men spend twice as long in the bathroom, and one of the leading causes of hemorrhoids is prolonged sitting on the toilet. Wiping with toilet paper will only irritate you more. The Tushy bidet cleans your butt with a targeted stream of fresh water, eliminating the need for painful wiping. Hello Tushy cuts down on your toilet paper use by 80%, saving you money on your plumbing because you're backing it up in there when you're wiping your ass. It's also the chemical-free way to clean down there and prevents poo particles from spreading to your hands and anything you touch. Huh?
My favorite part about it is that the knobs are really smooth and it's super easy to use. It felt great. It felt warm.
The bidet easily attaches to your existing toilet in under 10 minutes without additional plumbing or electricity needed. It's super simple to use, even for first-time users. For the rest of your life, you can leave the bathroom sooner, feeling confident you're clean.
Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet comes with a 30-day hassle-free return and a 12-month warranty. Stop wiping until you bleed. Join the 3 million butts who have already made the switch to Tushy. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off your entire order when you use code STRETCH at the checkout. That's 10% off your order at HELLOTUSHY.com with promo code STRETCH.
Sometimes you got to hit your audience, man. Just sometimes. Sometimes you just got to hit them.
I think you said some insults, and the stuff you said to me privately in the green room after the show I thought was a little uncalled for. I'm not going to get into what you said specifically, but I just know that
Hunter. I don't like it when they look weird.
That's fine.
You know this about me.
That's fine, but the people who were clapping along and having a good time that you were talking about,
but
he
they
said
were
a lot
ugly.
Of nefarious things about
they
them
were ugly,
the show.
Hunter, and you know they were ugly.
It is the Midwest, you know? I like to imagine that. What's a song that gives people more sex appeal? I was trying to think about that.
I was talking something to by TMG. So stupid.
That was a big like a cough syrup shot of cringe is what that felt like to me.
Yeah.
I winced a little bit. Almost like
probably some TMG.
Nickel poisoning. You know what I was going to say?
What's that?
I feel like I always think if you're looking sexy in a car, right, physically you might not be the most attractive person, right? But looks aren't everything.
Oh, is this imagination like with you as the driver? Is that
yes.
the scenario?
Yes. Okay. This is me presenting myself at my confidence because I'm not the best looking guy, right, physically. Sure, I'll take
yeah.
that.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's the poise I have. It's the suave, right? Imagine me rolling up to a stoplight.
Okay.
Beverly Hills, right? Okay. People are like, what is this guy doing here, right?
Picturing it.
I'm driving a fucking 1988 Pontiac Fiero.
Uh-huh.
Windows cracked. Or this woman drives up next to me. She's like in a G-Wagon or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Botox to hell, fake-ass titties, whatever. She's thinking that her shit doesn't stink.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I rolled down my window. What's playing over the speakers? Jason Mraz.
It's not hard to take. No more.
And I got a toothpick in my mouth, and I'm looking swag the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, oozing confidence. I think that guy, people are like, that guy's hot.
Can I see?
What do you think?
Can I see Jason Mraz? Can I just see him?
Okay, don't look at his looks. It's about the music.
Right.
This
guy could be fourth row at my show. I'd allow it.
Jason Mraz looks like he's like he does cosplay for, he's like an autistic guy that does flash cosplay at Comic Cons.
He kind of looks like the fucking iRobot robot, no?
Yeah, Will Smith's just like, damn, I haven't seen you in a while. To Jason Mraz.
Will Smith? What do you mean?
Oh, damn.
I can't do a Will Smith impression.
That's very good. That's
weird. Oh, man. That's that robot from the movie. That's what he says.
I'm going to say something, and I don't want it to appear racist, so I'm going to say that I can't be held for a racially charged statement, but I want to get your opinion on something.
This is my trap. Go ahead.
Do you think Will Smith is like the Adam Sandler of black people? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but no. No.
You don't think he is?
No.
I think that he's one of the biggest stars on the planet, right?
Yeah.
I feel like people, he has a certain cadence to which he speaks that is memeable or there's a parody to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lack of respect when it comes, well, maybe not lack of respect when it comes to his career, but I would say to some of the projects he's done. Adam Sandler, when he acts for other people's stuff, I tend to think that he does very well. But right now I'm watching through all of the Happy Madison catalog, and it's been torture. I watched That's My Boy last night. Couldn't believe it. You know what I'd love to see? Get Will Smith out of his element. What if Will Smith was, instead of Bill Skarsgård playing Pennywise in the new It movies, what if it was Will Smith?
I like this. get him in just a wicked role.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No makeup, really, just a wig.
Yeah.
And still wear all of the cool kind of clothes he wears in any other movies in.
Yeah, Will can just Will he can still has like be a, Will, but yeah, he's just he's
yeah, he just has like some orange hair.
Yeah.
In the sewer.
What?
Hey, Georgie, come here. Ha.
What was that horror movie that here. Jim Carrey did?
He was in a thriller called 23.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What I forget that movie. Was that movie decent?
I mean, it got memed on pretty hard because it's just a man who becomes obsessed with the number 23.
Oh, right.
Well, I remember watching, there's a fuck scene. You see Jim Carrey have a fuck scene in that, and that's pretty crazy. That dude looks like his dick game is crazy in that movie, for real. I would kill to see Will Smith as Pennywise the Clown.
Bro, do you think...
Hey, they all flow. Georgie.
Do you think skinny white guys, like when they become like kind of skinny and like, you know, sexually emaciated... Do you think that contributes to the illusion of having a like a fat honker?
No, I think their dicks are always just huge.
Mm.
Every time I've ever had a small, skinny friend and like somehow I've seen his dick through whichever way, don't pry into that. Dick's always huge.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're always like, what? You know? I don't know.
Just dragging it on the floor. What?
Shit. Jesus Christ. Okay, well. There it is.
What, isn't everyone like this? Doesn't everyone have to wear JNCO jeans?
Yeah, and they're always like insecure, and you're just like, God, dude, you deserve to die at birth. That's what I think every time.
You think those kids come out penis first?
Probably. Thing probably goes out of the chest and like looks around like the alien, and like the chest burster and alien. Yeah.
That's probably
looks around for a second, then zips out.
When they're delivering that kid, like the feet come out, and then they just see this like cone with acid dripping from a hole, and they're like, what is that?
And I like to think that the baby is, there's all, it's a conjoined twin brother that they absorb over time.
And it turns into their dick?
And it turns into the cock over time, yeah.
Where is it conjoined at? Is it conjoined at, like, the shaft? Because it
feeds
into...
Its ass is conjoined right below the kid's belly button.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And then just the other little brother's just disappearing.
Wow.
Oh my God, what is this thing? And then they let it get testing, and it's like, well, he'll never be over 5'6". He'll always be 112 pounds, but he'll have the biggest penis you've ever seen on a man.
That'd be crazy if just imagine if there's just some, actually, let's just go ahead and spread a rumor. Yeah, medically, that's actually the reason for someone having a big cock. It's because, it's because they actually had a conjoined sibling and their body ate it.
I just can't. I seriously cannot get past the idea of a group of white children being confronted by Will Smith as a clown living in the sewers that is plaguing their dreams. And then they have to come back when they're older.
Do you guys remember the old black man that plagued us when we were younger?
Yeah, but surely he wasn't real, right? And then down an alleyway, you just hear, ha, ha, ha. Ah.
Welcome back to Dairy.
You're not real. So they're yelling at him. Where did you come from?
Ah.
Will Smith is it.
They need to do some shit like that with... because now you're just making me think of people with like very unique voices. Like, I'm just trying to picture like Gilbert Godfrey doing that same thing.
It would be too effective.
You think so?
Just absolutely. Gilbert Godfrey would have killed that shit. I'm saying that Will Smith, just who he is, there's just no way to get past it, because you could throw some makeup on Gilbert Godfrey and his voice and it would work great. It
you
would be kind of funny, but I think it would be fucking creepy.
I'm picturing his beady ass eyes in a gutter being like, ah!
That's what I'm saying. I think it would totally work. I think
okay.
I think Will Smith being in there, and it's just literally Will Smith with a fucking orange wig. Like, if you look up Bill Skarsgård's It, and you just put that fucking hair on Will Smith's head, put a bald cap on him and threw that hair on it, unbelievable. That would be so fucking funny. And especially the kids, it's like, he kind of does some paranormal stuff, but he's just like one black guy in this like small Connecticut or like Maine town.
Bro, he's not even.
Who are you?
He's not even in the sewer. He's just the one black dude in Connecticut. Yeah. And they're like, you're not real.
It's a sequel to Hitch.
Yeah. He's just doing regular shit, just buying groceries. Ah.
Because, yeah, Bill Skarsgård, he's always like, hello, Georgie. Right?
But he's just like, Georgie, come here.
You're not real. You're not real.
Yeah, the old float.
Hell yeah.
Nice, man.
I'd love that, man.
That was a super racist question to ask me, by the way. I just want to let you know that after 10 minutes.
You know what?
It really
probably is, and I don't fucking care, dude. If I upset somebody, I'm sorry. I'm curious, dude. I'm like a little cat, dude. Curious like a cat.
Yeah.
Right? There wasn't an ounce of hate in my heart. It was curiosity.
Can you look at the definition of proclivities?
Great word.
Proclivities.
Yeah. Proclivities.
Proclivities.
What is a proclivity? A tendency to choose or do something regularly. An particularly.
Yes, he had a proclivity for slightly racially charged questions.
Yeah.
That's me narrating.
Quite, yes.
That's me narrating your autobiography.
I need to make a Jeanette McCurdy book. I'm glad Noelle Miller's dead, or whatever the fuck her mom's book is called. I'm glad Cody Coe and Noah Miller are dead. And it's the exact same thing. I'm in the exact same dress and everything. The epilogue is written by Ryan.
Wait, bro, isn't this the book? Wait, what is this about?
It's about her time on fucking Nickelodeon and her like rise with that. Also,
Dan Schneider just ruining her life.
I think that's part of it. It's a lot of different stuff. But then that's definitely a big part of it. But yeah, definitely. That's why I'm saying that this would be the perfect book.
Yeah.
Her mom was kind of crazy too, though. So she talks about that.
Her mom. How crazy was her mom?
It's just like weird shit with like being a child star and like not getting paid and like not having any free will, basically.
Yeah.
The book is amazing. I listened to it on, because I'm borderline, R word. Not hard R, just R word. I tell you, you want to know it's really the amount of fucking loose hair on my shirt, dude. You think I just got done combing out fucking four Persian cats? God damn, dude. How the fuck do I get all this hair on me?
I've never asked. Are you hairy underneath?
Not really. Not really. I guess on my ass a little bit, but like, no.
You're smooth.
I wish I had a lot of, you know what? I can't wait till I get to the point where I have a lot of shoulder hair. I want to do anything I can biologically that's not my fault to just make my wife absolutely hate me. And I feel like shoulder and like fucking like back hair will do the trick. But right now, baby, I'm silky smooth. I got some chest hair, though. Not a lot, not a grotesque amount, but enough where they're just like, that's some nice pepper.
Yeah, wish I could join you in that. But
I bet you naked looks like Roger the Alien. Like,
pull
E-T
that up
or some shit.
Let me. I don't get that reference. I'm cool.
I'm sorry, dude. You don't know Roger the Alien or E.T.?
That was so stupid. I fucking hate when I speak. Yeah, this is close. This is pretty close. I'm great
you walk in and your elbows are tucked in tight and you're going to go make love to your wife, I imagine it looks just like this.
It's 100% this.
type in E.T. I feel like give it 3 years when you turn 40. This is what you're gonna look like.
This is how I look
dude.
Now.
Dude, the resemblance to you and ET is uncanny.
Can you go to
that?
This,
is
can, wait, can you go to Midjourney? Go to Midjourney and put ET with low taper fade.
Okay, I don't know if I support the use of AI, so I'm gonna have to unplug my mic for a second.
I'm an artist. It's replacing me. Who am I?
And honestly, all my artist friends rise up because I'm about to drop a bombshell.
Uh-oh.
I think AI art is...
Yeah, it's
that
fine.
That is so funny. God.
This is me, bro.
That picture one from that's highlighted down, one image down. It's like insane. Every time I see you, like, and you're always like, man, I'm tired. That's exactly what I picture.
That's me. That's me.
I love it.
Yeah, that
I bet you E.T.'s dick game's crazy though too.
You think so?
Oh yeah, definitely. I know that the technology wasn't there to make him as probably as loose and vibrant as they wanted him to, because he was probably like a fucking styrofoam puppet, but what'd you E.T., especially with those fingers, dude? Come on. Come on, man.
Do you think he pulls it out like a breakfast burrito hiding in his hoodie? Like it's just
a giant fucking like stuffed Chipotle burrito wrapped in tinfoil.
E.T. wants to show you something.
What is that, E.T.?
Oh.
E.T.
E.T.
You're so well endowed.
E.T.
E.T.
Extra tuck.
E.T. Bro, that,
what the hell? Is that him kissing a
No, it's Drew Barrymore kissing him because she's like, you have to leave. It's cute, dude. God, you always have to fucking make everything so perverted.
No, I don't remember the film, bro.
Oh, I don't remember the film. Okay, man. What do you remember? What the fuck do you first? There's
been
a lot
of
weird claims from you, man. You're sitting there, you're talking about how Elden Ring isn't cool, then I call you, and then you say it's cool again, and now you can't remember E.T. What's going on? What's wrong with you, man?
I'm tired, bro. I have dementia. I'm losing my memory. Yeah, that's me. That's me, man.
And this isn't even me trying to be rude, because I'm not trying to be rude. Honestly, E.T. looks more like you.
No, bro.
I know this AI image is cooler, but E.T. unironically.
No, dude, it's me. No, my mental image is the cool alien with the low taper fade. Don't take this away from me, dude.
If you put E.T. in some fucking Carhartt, what is it, work in project pants and a fucking Abercrombie and Finch crop top, I think it would look just like you, dude.
Yeah. So what?
I thought that was so funny at your set whenever you like lifted it. You like barely raised your hand. You're like, oh, damn, I need to watch out. Because your fucking little belly, your little baby belly was showing.
My little fucking E.T. belly was poking out of my my sexy crop top. Dude, this is me. This is my mental image. Don't take it away from me, bro. This is me. High cheekbones, sick eyes. Come on, let me have it.
What do you think of all the people when they see our videos, or I don't want to say our videos, when they see you in these videos, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, Noel Miller with hair, question mark? Does that just like get old?
No, it's fine. I don't care.
You like it?
No, I don't care.
Surely you have to have some feeling on it. You don't ever look at it and you're just like, shut the fuck up, dude. You never say that?
I would kind of laugh when people would go, when I shave my head and they're like, Noel looks like a lawnmower.
Noel looks like a lawnmower?
Yeah. So,
what does
that
mean?
Like, I think that's what's so funny. I was talking to someone else about this. Like, it's really funny to refer to, they're obviously talking about a Latino male that cuts their lawn.
Oh, a lawn, just like a man who mows lawns.
Yeah, okay. Like they don't even.
I thought they were saying a legitimate lawnmower.
Yeah, but that's what me and this other person were laughing at, is like they don't even think of it as a gardener or a landscaper. They just view that person as a lawnmower.
You're a lawnmower. I want to apologize too, because I can already see some of the comments where people are complaining. I've said legitimate a lot this episode.
Oh yeah, really, that's the word they're definitely going to complain about.
I feel really fucking about it. Okay. So I just want to say that I feel bad and I apologize. Soft R, not hard R. Thank you.
Soft R on the Sawi.
Soft R on the Sawi.
Let this be my mental image.
It's seriously, I want to, but E.T. fits you so well.
Oh, let me have this, bro.
Even like skin tone. You have the exact same skin tone as E.T. That's the most fucked up thing. It's probably because if this alien wasn't so gray and it was more bronzed, I think that you would have a fighting chance.
Yeah. This is you think they put this shit up on Facebook and they're like, this is who's coming to take your jobs?
Am I at the Noel Miller new supply tour?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Man, white people be like.
That's actually my whole set. It's an hour of that. It's an hour of what white people do.
That's why I was just like, it's true. That's what we are like.
Yeah.
It was so relatable. I loved it.
And it was just, it was just casual observations. Like, you ever see a white person buy cereal? And then I would just do that and people were dying.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We do buy the cereal. We do. Bro, speaking of topics that are good for the algorithm, Twilight movie remake is animated? Hunter.
Also, should we tell people that, that we're rebranding this? It's no longer going to be called Stretch and Fade?
No, we can't tease that yet.
Why, dude?
Because
why can't we ever let people in? We got to keep people out.
We have to keep people out so we can let them in later.
Can we call our new show Boons and Goons? That sounds pretty good, actually. Right off the fucking top. That's fucking insane. What is this podcast? Boons and Goons? Who's Boons and who's Goons? That's what I want to know. I want to know who's Boons.
Goons is
honestly, I love saying Boons, so I'm gonna fight to be Boone.
Goons is just it's you and two guys gooning to all high heaven. And they're just fucking stratosphere, like out of this world ecstasy from a just extended goon sesh.
I like to think that booning is whenever you get dementia and people have sex with you. That's what booning means. I got booned over the weekend. All the old people. We got to give the old people something to latch onto. You know what I mean? Old people were like, what am I? A boomer? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called mewing. And then I want old people to be able to come up and be like, yeah, I got booned. What? Oh,
yeah.
You haven't heard of this? You haven't you know what that means?
Yeah, we're hitting big in the 50 plus category on YouTube. That's what we found.
Oh, us on Facebook fucking rules, dude. Especially, and I think Boone and Goon's gonna take us to the next level.
Well, that's not the rebrand, so let's be careful about this.
I tell you what, I am fucking actually upset about it now.
Yeah.
Ovi, what do you think? How do you like the name Boone and Goon?
She
I'll
is
have to think about it.
She is shaking with anger.
No, she's just cold in the studio. Ovi, it's cool.
She is fucking frozen with anger.
I even like how I say it. I didn't even mean to say it like this, but Boone and Goon.
Boone and Goon.
I love that. Flows off so well. If we had to rebrand the show, I'd be curious, the commenters and the listener of this podcast, they fucking let us know.
Yeah.
Because what if people really like Stretch and Fade and they don't want it to change? Which too bad it's going to. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Yeah.
Or what you do.
We'll find out. Yeah,
Boone
let us
and Goon
know
is going to come. Boone and Goon is coming like a fucking, like in Pet Cemetery. When that child's trying to get his ball on the road and that 18-wheeler dusts him, Boone and Goon is the fucking 18-wheeler.
Rolling over Stretch and Fade?
It's the big rig. Yeah, the little baby, the little infantile baby trying to get the ball on the road is Stretch and Fade. Boone and Goon just boom!
That actually would be a sick rebrand. We just kill a kid.
We were like, oh my God. Boone and Goon. Doesn't correlate at all with the deal.
People just
that seems like a cool way to rebrand the show is to recreate that harrowing scene in Pet Cemetery. Why not?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
You see the kid get rolled over in like 12 different angles, like it's a cool explosion shot.
Michael just Tarantino levels of angles on a rollover.
Type in Pet Cemetery and then type in highway or like diesel child.
Pet Cemetery. What the hell are they pouring on that kid's head? Fucking gasoline?
Probably, dude. Probably. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what if we just fucking right here? What if we just recreated the scene? Literally, we start right from that frame. The camera pans over. Oh, look how nice this is. We can skip ahead. We're not going to watch the whole thing, but I'm just saying that we
could do this at your house so easily.
Literally, it's us. We're a gay couple sitting on our picnic table. This is our adopted grandchildren or whatever, child and their grandchildren. Yeah, look at that. Dude, that's Boone.
Yep. That's Boone shifting.
We teased the
Nike Monarch in that shot. Okay, the Nike Monarch. On
exactly.
The gas pedal.
Or the kid could have Nike Monarchs on.
Bro, what is that kid's name? The kid actor? Isn't he from that other clip where he's like, hey?
I don't know, dude.
He's like in some other clip with like a kazoo that goes viral on Twitter all the time.
Yeah. There you go, kid. Go run off.
Dude, this dad wants this kid to die. He's like, go ahead. Go fly away with that kite. Yeah, get out of here.
Nope. Hey, get the kite handle.
That's what he said.
Oh, we're all having a good picnic. Yeah. Well, you better go get it, you fucking idiot. Okay, Dad, I will. Look at him go. Look at this dumb son of a bitch.
Honey, you look great in that dress. Has he run away yet?
Hey, let's have our picnic by this busy highway. No!
Here it comes. Oh,
yo, my heart is that flying. That eight wheeler is mobbing.
My ticket to midnight.
They didn't show because they're weak. Oh. I would definitely show one of, like, it's like one of, yeah, that, see, that's the monarch on the ground.
The monarch, dude. Yo, that kid was generated an insane amount of blood.
You know, I would definitely show the dummy. Like, you can definitely tell the dummy and it just gets fucking plowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
They should have shown the dummy just getting cleaned in half.
Yeah. Its legs are still standing up, yeah. But it's like the rest of his body's gone.
That's so dark.
That'd be a pretty memorable way to introduce a new show. Boone and Goon.
I just like imagining that ad rolling on YouTube and someone watching it, and then the punchline of the sketch happens and it cuts back to that person and their head is just blown off in their fucking office.
People are like, I really don't know what they advertised to me. I'm kind of confused.
But I feel like ending my life. Bang. Anyways, dude, the Baja Blast Gelato is releasing this year. Can you believe it?
Isn't gelato like fancy? Isn't that just Italian for ice cream? Isn't that what that translates to?
Yeah, it's the cream that they get from the Pope at the Vatican.
Oh, we got gelato together.
We did.
That place fucking ruled. That shit was delicious.
What,
I forgot what mall that was. That was good.
Is it the Century City Mall, bro?
The interior of that gelato shop, I don't know if they all feel like this, but it kind of felt like Martha Stewart's, like a inspired by Martha Stewart or something.
Yeah. No, I think they're all kind of like that. I think they're all meant
kind of has like a millennial white woman aesthetic or something. You know what I mean?
I think it's all just meant to make you feel like, yeah, you're at mommy's bakery in her big house, her private
bakery.
You're
at your family's summer house.
Yeah.
And it makes you think of the good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that place fucking ruled.
Yeah, it was very good. My mouth is watering thinking about gelato.
I love gelato, man. I really like the gelato you can get from like Sprouts. What is it fucking called? Talenti?
Yeah.
The fuck that brand is?
Yeah.
That shit rules.
Shit hits.
Love Talenti. I've fallen out of love with Ben and Jerry's, dude.
Aww.
I don't fuck with Ben and Jerry's anymore.
Why?
I look at all the names and it pisses me off. Can't do it anymore.
Pull up some B&J flavors.
Especially all the ones like the late night dough with Jimmy Fallon. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, that kind of bugged me out when they started doing talk show host collabs.
I don't know. I want a Chinese off-brand shoot of Ben and Jerry's. With some crazy ass flavors.
Like
what are two common Chinese names? I don't think I know what a good Chinese name. Typical, I know like Russia, like Nikolai, you know?
Nikolai and what? What's another common Russian name?
I guess just Nikolai is all I got. Nick, what's another Russian
name?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Let's reach into Nick's dystopian Russian film bag. Vlad.
I just know last names like Tartakovsky. Andre. There you go. Nikolai and Andre. That would be the Russian version of Ben and Jerry's. I'm trying to think of what would be the Chinese version of Ben and Jerry's. What are you saying, Nick?
Meng and Ping.
Meng and Ping? Why does that feel racist to me? Is that backed by any kind of proof of that being regular names?
Print it. Xbox record that.
Xbox Connect activate?
Xbox Connect activate. Xbox Connect record that.
Can you zoom in on that here?
Bro, this is not written by a Chinese person.
Dude, Chin and Chow. That'd be a fucking great.
No way this site
I like,
has.
I like Chow as the second one. Well, you can do a boy and girl one. So you do go down a little bit. Gao and Chao is not bad.
Bro, the fact that they got Confucius listed.
Yeah, that's a fucking sick name.
Yeah, but there's no way it China. Look up how many, like, commonality of Confucius as a name. It's up there. It's on the seas.
It's up there. It's up there. I don't want it to be. Confucius sounds Greek. Sounds like a character in a Greek tragedy, doesn't it?
Confucius? I can kind of see
that.
Like
a Greek ring to it. Confucius was Oedipus Rex's uncle.
Yeah. Bro.
I watched The Holdovers.
Oh, did that make you cry?
I fucking loved it. No, it didn't make me cry, but I went on this huge Paul Giamatti binge. I just watched nothing but Paul Giamatti movies this weekend.
Does he switch it up? Or is he like a Will Smith in performance?
No, Paul Giamatti's like a fucking amazing dramatic actor. He's good. He can do comedy and drama.
Okay.
He plays a good mean guy, though. He plays like a good asshole or a, like, pissed off man. I think he gets typecasted for that quite a bit.
Yeah. What would you typecast me as? If you casted me in a film, what would you want me to be?
Influencer.
So you just use the hard R in any sense of it, don't you?
I don't know. I'm trying to, like, let me actually think about that, because I was just trying to hurt you there.
Yeah, honestly. just calling me I word.
I'm trying to think. What would you put? I don't think I've seen you act enough to really, usually, because every time you're just, and everything I've seen, you kind of just play like a chill, almost said homie, and that felt racist to me, so I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say chill.
There you go with your proclivities again, man.
I'm going to say chill, like, just a chill guy. So I would say, I would think that you would get typecasted as like a plug.
I can do some drama.
Why haven't I seen it?
I've done some screamy sketches, some angry ones.
I feel like every time I try to watch any of your stuff, you always act like it's like you're showing me like some weird son or daughter that you don't want me to look at.
That's how
let me leave the room. I don't really want to look at it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about a lot of my work.
I think it's pretty common.
Yeah.
People.
It's my ugly nephew.
Like, what the fuck was that short you were like, I can't even watch this.
That's the second Fast and the Furious. I just feel so weird about having done that project. It's
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah.
You see, I feel bad because they changed up the name. It was just supposed to be Fast and Furious 2, and then they had to be fancy with it.
That one
sketch you showed me, I thought it was fucking great.
I don't remember.
It's the one with the girl. It starts off on a kind of like violent scene in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a, yeah. You know, it's there.
Well, I thought it was good, dude.
Thanks, bro.
No, I don't, go fuck yourself, man. I thought it was good as shit.
I ask because I'm going to Toronto on Monday to act in a little something.
Is it a movie or a show?
It's going to be for a TV show.
Which network?
It's going to be in Canada.
So it's a Canadian network?
Yeah, I don't know what network it's going on.
Okay, so Degrassi. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's the Degrassi reboot.
Whatever it takes. I know I can make it through. Can you give us who's the network that's doing it? Do you have any idea?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, is it a dramatic role, or is it? You know, it's gonna be funny. Is it supposed to be like a celebrity cameo where people can be like, "Oh,
it's a comedic role." I wouldn't say celebrity cameo.
How many lines do you have, man?
That's the thing we're kind of going back and forth on, is if I get to speak.
You serious?
No.
How many lines do you got?
It's not that many. I think it's like 10 or 15.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm playing a security guard.
Do they know your size and stuff, or?
Yeah, no, I think I'm a pretty big security guard.
So you like, oh, so it must be like a daycare or something.
No, it's like a bank. It's like I have to stop a whole like troop of dudes that are like, I don't know, like 6'5" or something. I think I'm pretty perfect for the role, honestly.
I really hope you get to draw a gun and yell like, "Freeze!" or something.
No, it's actually, it's like, that's the kind of cool part about the role is it's like a very realistic presentation of my physical strength. So I like end up just fighting all of them and knocking them all out.
So Noel, you're just going to do you.
Okay? Yeah.
You're going to throw these guys over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And through that window.
That's why it's not really a cameo. I kind of feel like I'm just being hired to be myself.
Yeah. It feels weird for them to even pay me or credit me because I'm just, it's not really even acting at that point. It's just,
it's kind of
just me doing that.
Yeah, it's just kind of what I do in the gym already. So,
sure, sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you.
You know.
You know. I wish you the best of luck. And you know what I'm going to wish too, because I don't know why I got a really bad feeling in my gut. I hope the plane doesn't go down. So I wish you safe travels too.
It's impossible for it to go down. It's my own.
I would definitely even wish it even more than, because private jets, they scare me.
No, I bought a 747 for myself.
Even if you need all the passengers though to weight it down, right? Or if you had an empty 747, does it not? Do you think it would still be like, oh, it's still too heavy to really get fucked with turbulence that much?
Honestly, yeah. Like it's just, to my understanding, it's just like the bigger the plane.
Yeah, the bigger the plane, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 749, nice.
That's
just
sweet.
You just bow out there. You're like, I don't know. Physically, that makes sense. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, you said it. I believe it, dude. I don't like fact checking. All right. I'm curious. That's all that I can say. Hey,
yeah.
No disrespect or hate in my heart. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you curious about this video of cooking a steak in the toaster?
Not really.
Dude,
not
it's really. For
also,
the clip.
It doesn't make sense.
It's for the clip. It's for the clip. Come on.
Oh, okay.
How to cook a steak in the toaster? Dude.
Looks pretty good.
Fucking look to camera and look confused or something.
That bitch just drowned to that in sauce, though. God damn.
You know.
Must not be a good cut of meat.
Yeah, you know it tastes like shit.
Look at that. What are you even doing eating a steak? Is what I got to say.
Because she can.
That's my complaint, dude. And I'm a male feminist, so. I fight the good fight, dude. No hate in my heart. I'm just curious. How do you like that as my new kind of tagline?
Yeah, dude, I was going to say, this is good. You should put that on a shirt. No hate in my heart.
I feel like,
curious.
I feel like that's going to become a nice staple that I think even our listeners are going to use in their real life. Because some people are just too, they're like, well, I'm not even going to say it because I don't want it to be perceived the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no hate in their heart. They're just a little curious. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? That's all I'm saying. Hey, I'm not trying to, no rough pumpkins or anything. I'm just curious. Just a little curious cat.
No hate in my heart. Just curious. Why is your skin different?
Well, I wouldn't ask that because we're all born differently. And I think that's God hand plucking us and giving us all beautiful little kisses. So I'm not going to, I would never ask that.
Yeah, whatever, man. High five me.
You know what? And I hear you. I hear the viewers, and I see, especially the viewers of this show, is that the uncanny effect that this backdrop has had. We're having a meeting about it after this. I forced a meeting to change this fucking show.
Shut up and high five me.
We're changing all of the back end stuff.
Shut up and
right?
High five me.
All of the characters and fixtures that you do on the show are going to be fucking gone. Okay.
Can you just shut the fuck up and high-five me?
I'm not going to.
Do it now.
Because we can't. We're not in the same physical space. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clip myself through here. I'm going to make it impossible to track this out. So I got to cut that.
We did it.
I could tell this episode's bad because Nick and Harry are just heavy breathing as they walk through. They sound exhausted. They sound exhausted listening to this.
I actually don't think this episode's bad.
Dude, you know what? I never think any of your episodes are bad. Because at the end of the day, it's just a conversation between friends.
It really is. Speaking of which, did you see that bee-friendly Krispy Kreme?
To be honest, are our socials not performing well? Is that why we're doing this?
Yeah, dude. So get into it. Have you seen this bee-friendly Krispy Kreme?
I'm actually allergic to bees, so I wouldn't be able to go in here.
Dude, just make that the clip. That's the punchline. Just an anti-clip. It's got no fucking nothing to add. Just...
Are you sure? Nick, are you sure? Nick, are you good? Oh, he's kind of giving me like the wrap it up thing, so I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Are we hitting time or something, or what's going on, man? You good? Nick, you all right? I don't know if we're going to cut it. I don't know. Also, Nick, I'll tell you what, that motherfucker was livid after hearing the last episode. He told us not to talk about him again.
Oh, did he? We should do an interview about it.
He actually did. He does not want to be on camera. I'm not even joking.
Nick, do you not want to be on camera?
No.
What about not on camera but speaking?
What's that?
What about not on camera but speaking?
Can I have a 3D avatar?
Yep.
Nick, shut up. Fucking kidding. Can I have a 3D avatar?
3D avatar of Jake Sully.
Who the fuck is Jake Sully?
From Avatar, bro.
From Avatar? Is that an actor from the show?
It's like a double entendre that he's doing there.
What are you talking with what?
With Jake Sully from Avatar.
Sully is the guy from yeah. So wait, Sully, Jake, why the fuck does it sound so familiar?
Are you thinking
Jake
of Sully? Sam Sulek?
No. Sully. Who Monsters Inc. Oh, is that your tone? You want to be Monsters Inc. guy? Pixar?
He's blue too, but
that's what you're saying. I never liked that name, dude. Sully, what the fuck is going on with that? You want a sexy name for a woman? I've been watching a lot of X-Files, getting all chubbed up. Mulder. You want to talk about it? You ever watch X-Files, Nick? Oh yeah, dude. Sully Mulder from that. That's what it was too. Oh. I was like, why does that sound so familiar? It's Sully and Mulder.
I think we need to hash out the beef with Nick live next episode.
I'm not going to because he's upset with me and I'm not going to fucking do it, dude. You know what? Here's the thing. I got operations outside of this little fucking show that we do, okay? I got to keep the peace, right? I got Harry breathing down my neck. I got Nick breathing down my neck.
I know they're doing a lot of heavy breathing this episode, again. But I think we reduce the heavy breathing and I think we deal with the tension by airing it out.
Well, I don't want to have to. I'm not going to do this on air because there's reasons why he doesn't want to talk. I'm not going to say it on air. So I think that we just got to drop it.
I think we can hide his face, but he can say everything he wants to.
Dude, he doesn't like you.
Right. He doesn't have to like me.
He doesn't like you, so he's not going to do the show because he doesn't fucking like you. He thinks you're pretentious, man.
That's okay. He can tell it. He can tell that to me on the show.
Nick, don't go. He just walked out, dude. He walked out of the fucking studio. Are you kidding me?
That's fine. I'll track him down.
I have to pick up the pieces, you know, whenever this stuff, after the recording stops, I'm the guy who has to pick it all up.
Listen, man, I mean, write about it in your book, bitch.
I tried to, okay, well, first off, hurtful, okay? I tried poaching Ovi from you guys, but she's too dedicated, so I thought that was fucked up.
Yeah, well, she knows she signed the blood contract, so.
Okay, well. Ovi, just know the door's always open. You know what I mean?
You don't want to go through that door, Ovi. There's nothing on the other side there.
We're doing big things on the Papa Meat channel. A lot of good landfill content that everyone else is doing. We're doing that. We're not separating ourselves at all on the platform. We are as average as it gets.
We're
one zebra in an entire herd of zebras, in a flock of zebras. We are one of them.
Yeah.
All right? So any time you want to come over and be...
I think that's the end of the episode. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
All right, see ya. See you next time on Boone and Goon.